And now to the timeless question, is mastering federal housing policy brain surgery? This question might be the best way to evaluate the qualifications of Dr. Ben Carson to be Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Attorney Timothy McDaniel is a senior partner at Counselors at Law in Ann Arbor and Livonia, Michigan. McDaniel and former presidential candidate Ben Carson go way back. What do you think of his qualifications to head a major federal department?
I personally think his qualifications are outstanding. Ben is a very dedicated and smart individual, and since he accepted the nomination, and probably prior to accepting it and thinking about being considered for the nomination, he began to look into HUD and its policies and procedures, and he has developed some plans that are very innovative and creative, and those plans will be outlined during the upcoming days.
But there are people who will ask the question, you know, what does a doctor, you know, how is a brain surgeon going to be able to deal with something like that? It's not exactly his expertise.
It may not be his field of expertise, but Dr. Carson is a very smart individual. And one thing that you have to remember, he comes from very humble beginnings. You know, at one time, he and his family lived in public housing, which was years, years ago. And he's always had a deep desire to help those in need and help those who really need the most help. And he looked at this HUD opportunity, and he felt it's a perfect position for him to try to help those who have been displaced, disenfranchised. And as I said, he has some great ideas. And one of the things I can share with you that he told me, one of the components he was looking at is combining some sort of education and training with housing. So it's a very creative and to some people it's a very innovative approach, but that combined with other innovative ideas, I think he's an ideal person for the job.
There's a sense that Donald Trump was favorably disposed towards Dr. Carson because Ben Carson didn't go after Donald Trump like some of the other candidates did. You could tell that in the debates. I notice he's also virtually the only person of color in the administration. It just feels a little token to me.
Well, you know, I understand that, but that's not how I see it, and that's not really how Dr. Carson sees it. Dr. Carson sees this as an opportunity to really provide some essential services and help to those in need and to try to make the HUD housing program a really effective, efficient program for those who are extremely needy. You know, there are not a lot of opportunities you get in life that you could really make an impact upon people's lives in a massive number. And this is one of those opportunities that he feels is in front of him.
He's got the better jump shot. He plays chess better than you. What sorts of things did you do together?
We did many things together, but the thing that we really became close friends over is trying to out-compete each other while we were in school. You know, we were two of the top male students in our classes from junior high and high school. And Ben, you know, he was just an outstanding science student and math student. And I was really good in that area, but he just was always better than me in those. However, I was better than him in economics, history, and civics. So we had this academic competition over the years, and we became fast friends, and we've been friends ever since. You know, when I would travel out of town, particularly to the Washington, D.C. area, I was always welcome to stay at his house, and I stayed at his house in Maryland many times. And just as I stated earlier, I was just in Florida a few days ago, and I was a guest at his home again. Ben and Candy, our families spent Easters together, so we just go way back on a social basis and a personal basis.
Timothy McDaniel is senior partner in Counselors at Law at Ann Arbor, Michigan. He spoke to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Timothy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.